Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Senator Jake Chapman, the Republican from District 10. Jake, thank you as always for joining me.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So some things we want to talk about from the current legislative session. First of all, starting with last week, we had the school funding approved at both the House and Senate. So what can you tell me about where this is at?
This was a priority to get the education funding done early in the session. We were able to do that, and we're investing a tremendous amount of money into our K-12, roughly $90 million of new additional money. It's kind of interesting when you look at all the money that is put into education between what we do at the state level, what locals do through property tax, and of course federal. It's over $7 billion in our education system, or a little over $14,000 per student. So it's a tremendous amount of money we've invested in our education. A key component of that bill that I was particularly supportive of was the transportation equity piece. In rural Iowa, our students are disadvantaged simply because of the cost of transportation. And so when you're in a district where you have high transportation costs, that's less money that's actually getting into the classroom. And so over the last couple of years, Republicans have really focused in on making sure we have transportation equity. And hopefully by next year, if we are able to put in another $8 million on next year's budget, we're going to see that average, everyone brought down to the statewide average. So very supportive of it and glad we were able to get that done. And again, it shows our priority in making sure our education is top-notch.
For sure. Now, as far as the rest of the budget is concerned, how is that looking in the early going here?
Yeah, so it's still yet early. The budgeting process, we are starting to put numbers together, but we have to go off of numbers from what was estimated for revenue back in December. There will be another revenue estimating conference committee in, I believe, March here in the next few weeks. And then we have to take whichever number is less, December or March's REC number, to budget off of. So it's still yet early to know where we're going to be at with other budget priorities, but we feel very confident that the March numbers are going to come in very strong compared to the December numbers. So it's likely going to be that we're basing our budget off of the December REC projection for revenue. Again, our priorities are education, making sure we have good mental health here in the state, our healthcare system, and then trying to find ways to give that money back to hardworking Iowans.
All right. Now, let's look at some individual bills, starting with the death tax, which is legislation that you've been working on this year.
Yeah, so new to me this year is the Ways and Means Committee, and so I'm very fortunate to be on the Ways and Means Committee. We deal with all tax policies, and the first bill filed in the Senate was my bill, Senate File 1, to eliminate the death tax. And so this last week we had held a subcommittee and passed that out. Feel very strong that we're going to be able to get that out of committee as well. Look, this is a tax that we're literally taking money from the grave, and it's just one of the worst tax policies we can have here in the state. Now, we've done things to help over the last number of years. So if you're a lineal descendant, if you're a child, for example, then there's not a tax for inheritance. But if you're a niece, a nephew, a foster child, those type of situations that come up, you could be taxed up to 15% on inheritance tax. And so the state is literally collecting nearly $100 million from the grave. And I can't think of a tax that's done more to damage a small business and damage or deteriorate the family farm than the death tax. And so I'm looking forward to getting that bill, hopefully, through the Senate and onto the House in the next few weeks.
Okay, and we'll definitely keep an eye out for that one. But now moving on to other things being discussed in committees and passing out of those committees, the banning traffic cams bill and the assessor retention bill. What can you tell me about both of these?
Yeah, so my good friend Senator Brad Zahn has introduced a bill for the last number of years to ban all traffic cameras. The other day he came to me and asked if I would be willing to floor manage. That is a process and overseeing that bill through the legislative process. So he asked me if I'd floor manage his bill. which I was very eager and anxious to do. And so we've passed that out of subcommittee. Again, this is a question as to whether or not Iowans are truly receiving due process, the ability to face your accuser. And I've seen some statistics here recently where Cedar Rapids, you know, took their cameras down for a period of time and accidents were down. So these really aren't about safety. We saw that over in Clive as well, where they took cameras down at intersections where traffic accidents actually increased. This is about money. It always has been. So I'm, again, looking forward to seeing if we can't get that thing across the line. I know the House has a different proposal. They want to just simply regulate the traffic cameras with calibrations and those sorts of things. I am going to be very aggressive in making sure we can ban these outright. The other bill you discussed was the county assessor retention vote. This is a bill that I put forward from hearing from constituents and other people across the state, as well as colleagues in the Senate. The county assessors have a direct impact on the valuation of your home. They're the ones that come out and value your home, and they follow certain guidelines to do that. The issue is that the county assessors, they answer to a board of taxing jurisdictions. So all of your mayors in the county from all the cities, your county supervisors, as well as all of your school boards in the county comprise that conference board. That conference board meets once or twice a year, again, with very little oversight of the county assessor. And so as we discuss different alternatives to making sure they're accountable to the people, we landed on the idea of retention votes rather than elections. A number of states elect their county assessors. We feel like, given our reputation with having retention votes for judges, that this would be a good alternative to make sure our county assessors are responsible to the taxpayers of their county. And so that has passed out of subcommittee. And I know we had it on the committee list a couple days ago, and I talked with the chairman. I do think we're going to have a great opportunity to get that moving, perhaps with a couple of amendments, but we'll see how it progresses.
Now, one last thing that I want to ask you about here today is kind of a contentious bit of legislation at the State House right now. That's the judicial nomination reform bill. What can you tell me about this and why you feel it's necessary?
Yeah, there's no question it's necessary. I think most Iowans think that we have a process in which the governor appoints a judge, similar to how the president does that, and then there's a confirmation process in the Senate. That's simply not the case here in Iowa. For example, the Supreme Court, there is a board that chooses three individuals for their names to go before the governor, and then the governor picks one of those three. And she's required to pick one of those three. But when you look at the board makeup of who is actually choosing these candidates to be judges, half of the board is made up of attorneys. Now, the really interesting part of this is, how does an attorney get chosen? They're not appointed by the governor. They're not confirmed by the Senate. Nothing like that. They are chosen by their colleagues, other lawyers. That simply is wrong. It's a super citizenship status. And again, we're talking about accountability and transparency. Why is it that one half of 1% of Iowans have this special privilege to be on the board? There's roughly 10,000 licensed attorneys, and it's just wrong. And we continue to hear that our system is apolitical. That is absolutely wrong. That is not the case at all. There's a lot of politics that are played amongst those lawyers. And frankly, I think there's a real question as to conflict of interest. On that board is the senior Supreme Court justice, who currently is Wiggins. Now, if those attorneys aren't going to play nicely with the Supreme Court justice, there's a concern of retaliatory decisions. They're going to have to come before that judge at some point in time. It's just, frankly, a flawed system. It was put in our Constitution back in the 60s, and within that Constitution, it granted the legislature the ability to change the makeup of that board as we deem necessary, and it's definitely time for us to make a change here in Iowa when it comes to how we select our judges.
Now, the opposition for this bill have said that it will potentially muddy the waters between the judicial and the legislative branch of government. How do you answer those sort of allegations?
Yeah, well, first of all, one, I totally disagree with that. And for the mere fact that if you look under Article 5 of our Constitution, we put plenty of regulations and stipulations on the judicial branch. That's within our constitutional authority under Iowa's Constitution. And so what we're proposing certainly doesn't muddy the water. It gives the minority party a voice at the table. It simply changes who is appointing attorneys. We simply think it's wrong to have 10,000 Iowans have this super delegation authority in which they get to have half the representation on the nominating commission.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, Joe, I always appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.